Hello, and thanks again for listening to another episode of Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and great, fantastic news. I found a new location to record, have some access to some new and exciting things, so I decided to give this a whirl for this episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, on to the show. Technically, summer is not over, but as far as the movie business is concerned, it absolutely is. Now, we move into the fall and winter months of the movie-going experience, and the iconic Oscar bait season will commence. But before we get into all that, you can, of course, go and listen to my previous episode where I discussed the movies of summer 2018. But this episode is, of course, dedicated to the movies slated to come out the rest of this year and whether or not I feel inclined to go see them. So, kicking this thing off, the week of this movie's release has already occurred, but on September 7th, The Nun did in fact come out. This movie is, of course, a continuation of the Conjuring franchise, and this movie is really only on here because I keep seeing ads for it. But otherwise, as per usual, I do not do the horror films. September 14th, The Predator. Since the second trailer came, I am kind of curious how this Predator movie will turn out. It has some twists with the super predator showing up in there, and the action looks completely over the top, but I am still hoping for some signature Predator tension, and it will more than likely be very, 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 very bloody in true Predator fashion. White Boy Rick. After seeing the trailer for this movie, I will admit I am a little bit curious. I never heard the story of this person before, and the setting of 1984 Detroit is pretty nifty. And of course, Matthew McConaughey is in this one. But as always, you have to take movies based on true stories with a grain of salt going into them. Unbroken Path to Redemption is a sequel to another based on a true story movie following this soldier veteran post-World War II, and it looks super deep, and I'll admit I didn't see the first one, but maybe I will at some point so I can go see this one and have context for seeing it. September 21st, The House with a Clock in Its Walls. This movie is based on a book series, and I was not on board for it initially, but after the second trailer, I was slightly more interested because this kid Lewis ends up with his uncle, played by Jack Black, who apparently is a warlock, and there's basically a doomsday device hidden in the house. September 28th, we have Night School. Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish team up in this comedy about a bunch of washout adults getting their high school degree, and it looks completely absurd and insane and possibly worth going to. Smallfoot is an animated film being put together by Warner Bros. Tells the tale of a secret society of Yetis and the legend of Smallfoot, aka humans, and then one of the tribe gets kicked out to prove they exist, and it stars Channing Tatum. The Old Man and the Gun. Here's an interesting one, starring Robert Redford, Casey Affleck, and Danny Glover, and among others. This movie tells the story of this old guy and his crime spree across the U.S., and the agent trying to catch him. It does have the looks of a heist film, which I always enjoy, but it has a different flavor to which I think it makes it kind of interesting. October 5th, A Star is Born. So what's cool about this movie is that it is the directorial debut of Bradley Cooper, who also stars in the film along with Lady Gaga, of all people. What is funny about this film is that it is actually a remake of a remake of a remake, or something along those lines. I don't know if I'd go see it in theaters, but it will probably have some good tunes in it. Venom. Dun, dun, dun. Venom is the first movie on this list that I will definitely go and see in theater. Tom Hardy plays Eddie Brock, a reporter who gets in over his head and gets merged with the alien symbiote Venom. And then he has to deal with all the insanity and madness that goes along with being, you know, merged with an alien symbiote. Venom, of course, is the classic Spider-Man villain who in recent years has migrated over to the status of anti-hero. So I am interested to see how this whole adventure plays out, especially since it will take place within Sony's Marvel Universe. I am also excited to see some symbiote-on-symbiote violence. Bad Times at the El Royale. I am seriously intrigued by this movie, taking place at a hotel that sits on the state lines between California and Nevada. Seven strangers all arrive one night and the intrigue ensues. To top it all off, there's definitely something larger going on in this hotel. It also has some serious star power involving Chris Hemsworth, John Hamm, and Jeff Bridges. October 12th has First Man. This is a movie that reminds me that it is, in fact, Oscar bait season, as Ryan Gosling takes another shot at that elusive Oscar win by playing Neil Armstrong in this movie about the process and journey of landing a man on the moon. And on October 19th is Halloween. Again, I don't do horror films, but this one is a big deal, apparently, because Jamie Lee Curtis came back for the final showdown with Michael Myers. October 26th, Hunter Killer. Gerard Butler is back in another high-intensity action thriller where he is the captain of a high-tech American submarine trying to prevent World War III by rescuing the Russian president. That was a mouthful. I don't know if I'll go see it in theaters, but you never know. Johnny English Strikes Again. The award for the sequel no one needed or asked for goes to this movie right here. Not to say that I don't enjoy a good spy comedy or that I didn't enjoy the first two, but I think they are really pushing it at this point. November 2nd, Bohemian Rhapsody. I will admit I am not as familiar with music history as I feel I should be, and this movie showcasing the band Queen and their frontman Freddie Mercury, played by Rami Malek, looks like it could be a good film. So I went ahead and did some reading and listening, and I'm definitely intrigued enough to go check this movie out. What I am hoping, though, is that the last 20 or so minutes of this film will be their full performance at the Live Aid concert, which is arguably Queen's most iconic performance, and arguably one of the most iconic performances in rock history. The Nutcracker in the Four Realms. I don't even know why this movie exists, but okay, it's probably going to be a musical, and it has Morgan Freeman and Keira Knightley in it. And unless it's, like, somehow fantastic, I'm probably going to skip this one. November 9th, Holmes and Watson. There's no trailer for this one yet, but it does star Will Ferrell as Holmes and John C. Reilly as Watson. Overlord. This movie definitely looks to be insane. The plot revolves around American soldiers finding a secret Nazi lab behind enemy lines on D-Day. And things just get really strange and wonky and crazy and frightening and all these other crazy things shortly after that. It has a very Wolfenstein vibe to it, but I'll probably skip this one in theaters. The Girl in the Spider's Web. I've seen this trailer numerous times, and I was surprised to learn once again that it is a sequel to the 2011 movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The difference is that they recast the major roles. I'll admit I didn't see the first one, but I am sort of inclined to see it, especially if this movie turns out to be a good flick. The Grinch. Universal is throwing together an animated film about the Grinch starring Benedict Cumberbatch as the Grinch. The trailers do look pretty funny, so I don't know if I'll go to the theater for this one, but I do think I'll see it eventually, because who doesn't like the Grinch? But there's no outdoing Jim Carrey. Let's just be clear there. The Outlaw King. I may not be the most knowledgeable on music history, but I do like to think I know a bit about history, and that is why I'm excited to see this movie about Robert De Bruce and his fight to free Scotland from the English, and it stars Chris Pine. What makes this movie really intriguing, though, is that it is also being released straight to Netflix. November 16th, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Initially, I was kind of mad about this movie, but since seeing the last trailer for it, I will more than likely go see it. If nothing else, but for out of loyalty for the franchise. I have heard some bad press about this movie, though, but I'm hopeful it'll be good. November 22nd, we have Ralph Breaks the Internet. The first Wreck-It Ralph was a surprisingly fun and great film. I am a little worried about this sequel because what I'm getting from this trailer is that is one giant product placement. And we all know how that turned out the last time. Emoji movie. In addition to that, I hope it's not just an acknowledgement of the fact that Disney owns half the planet at this point. But as long as this movie shows the same amount of heart it did in the first one, I do think it could be fun. Creed 2. I saw the first Creed starring Michael B. Jordan and Sylvester Stallone. The Creed franchise is, of course, a legacy sequel to the Rocky series Stallone plays Rocky and his retirement, of course, and Michael B. Jordan plays Apollo Creed's son, and it's really good first movie, and I'm excited to see how the second movie plays out here with him going up against his next big opponent, Drago. Robin Hood, this is another retelling and reimagining of the classic tale of one of the most iconic thieves in history. Starring Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx, I'll admit I'm interested enough to see it. The front runner, I'm detecting some political undertones in the trailer for this movie. Hugh Jackman plays Gary Hart, who is the front runner for the 1988 Democratic vote, but it all gets derailed when he gets caught in a scandal. The film seems to focus on the relationship between mass media and politics and how the whole thing can just blow up in everyone's face. I'll admit, because it is historical, I am a bit interested, and it also stars J.K. Simmons. December 7th, Mary, Queen of Scots. This is like the year for historic-based films, I suppose. This one, of course, being about the rivalry between Mary Stuart and Elizabeth I, played by two Academy Award nominees, Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie, respectively. So the real rivalry will be who gets a nomination and possibly a win between the two of them this year. December 14th, we have Mortal Engines. I've talked about this movie before, but I'm going to mention it again because Peter Jackson is behind it and it looks completely insane. I believe it is based off of a book and the concept of it all is super unique, and Hugo Weaving plays a villain, so I'm for sure going to go check it out. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, an animated Marvel film coming to the big screen this December, starring the Miles Morales Spider-Man and a bunch of other Spider-Mans, because this is the Spider-Verse, sucka. The animation style looks absolutely fantastic, and I am to see this movie as well. December 19th, we have Mary Poppins Returns. This is a sequel to the 1964 classic, and it stars Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins. I am going to go ahead and say she is nailing it. The plot picks up with a now grown up Jane and Michael Banks and Michael's three children in a Depression era London. It also stars Meryl Streep, Dick Van Dyke, and Colin Firth. December 21st, we have Alita Battle Angel, another visually stunning movie. It is based off a manga and tells the story of this cyborg named Alita who doesn't remember her past until stuff starts to hit the fan. It turns out she's like a robot assassin. But that is just my guess based on the trailer. Either way, I like what I am seeing. And again, the visuals of meshing live action with animation like that is mind-blowing. And it stars Mahershala Ali, Christoph Waltz, and Rosa Salazar as Alita. Aquaman. I'm going to see this movie, no questions asked. I love Jason Momoa. I think visually, this will be very unlike anything we have seen before, especially in the DCU. Also, I'm excited to see more of this character because we only got a small piece of him in the recent Justice League movie, and I think it'll be cool to see what all he can do. It also stars Willem Dafoe, surprisingly enough. And to top off this list for the end of December and the year is Bumblebee, the next Transformers movie that is not, I repeat, not being done by Michael Bay, which is awesome. This movie tells a story, I think it tells a story of how Bumblebee was first sent ahead to Earth and takes place in 1987. And also stars not, I repeat, not Starscream, apparently, and John Cena. And I am so hoping this is a good Transformers film. I would really like it if this were the good one. Then we can just start this whole thing over and do it the right way. That wraps up this movie preview for fall 2018. I hope you enjoyed it. Lots of movies coming out. What are you excited to see this year? Did I miss anything? Let me know on my social medias at Ace Cinema Central on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Otherwise, have a good rest of the week.
Booyah!